Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by
the Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2012 with Jenny Exler, technical support specialist for HIMSS, and looking at some of the latest in HIMSS note-taking and Braille products. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
All right. Thanks for having me.
So, several new things, or recently, you know, I know some of the stuff was introduced down in Florida, which unfortunately I didn't make it to this year. Why don't we start out talking about the latest generation of the Braille Sense?
All right. We have our Braille Sense U2, and in Florida we did show the Braille version. Here we're showing both the Braille and QWERTY version. The Braille version actually looks a lot like the Braille Sense Plus, but it has a lot more power and speed and a lot of new features, which I'll talk about in a second.
Okay.
The QT version, though, actually has a different design. It is small. It's thinner. The keyboard is larger. It's a very nice, slimline, sleek design, and the keyboard is way, way more comfortable. So that one's kind of been, it has a new look. The Braille Sense U2, like I said, it has a little bit of a new look in that it has some red trim and it has
right.
some different ports and things like that, but it does look a lot like the Braille Sense Plus. The real power is inside. So the Braille Sense U2 has 32 gigabytes of storage, so
okay.
four times our Braille Sense Plus. It has a 1 GHz mobile CPU, so that's, again, twice the processor power.
I'm assuming it's a single-core processor?
Yes, okay. Yes. It has 256 megs of RAM, which is twice what we had in the Plus. We have 128 right now in our other note-takers.
Okay.
So everything is faster. We also have updated to Windows CE 6. So everything's faster. For example, NLS books on our current note-takers, they unzip in like an hour. On the new one, they unzip in like 3 minutes.
Okay.
So, you know, huge exponential improvements. Copying and pasting is faster. Web browsing is faster. Everything is faster and more stable.
What ports are on new units for connectivity?
We also have 3 USB ports and 1 OTG port. So 3 USB host ports and
right.
1 OTG port.
On the go, yeah.
Yes. And we previously just had one of each.
Mm-hmm.
So we've taken away the serial port, added a USB port. We've taken away the CF slot and added 2 more USB ports there. We also have GPS and compass built into this.
Okay.
We have a vibrate motor and accelerometer. We, of course, have our unique built-in LCD. We've also added some LED for sighted people. So we have a few LED indicators for Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and GPS and power status.
Okay.
So they can easily tell us. That'll be nice for us when they call tech support.
Sure. There's a memory card slot, or?
Yes, there is an SD memory card slot. It does support SDXC cards. That'll be excellent for all kinds of storage as well. The other great thing is we've got a lot of new software, and some of that is coming specifically for the U2. We just released firmware version 6.2 that has NLS playback, features Spanish read-write capabilities,
mm-hmm.
and also features support for the Sense Dictionary, which is a purchasable add-on that has a dictionary and thesaurus.
Okay.
It's $180. We have a special going on that if you purchase the basic dictionary and thesaurus package, you can get one bilingual dictionary for free with the purchase of that.
Okay.
We have available English-Spanish, English-French, and English-Italian. The English-French and English-Italian will actually not be available until the release of 7.0, but you can pre-order them. The bilingual dictionaries normally cost $90.
Okay.
As I said, right now we are offering a free one if you purchase the basic dictionary and thesaurus.
Sure.
So then, with 7.0, we have all kinds of new stuff coming. We have, in the U2, for sure, we have a Google Maps application,
okay.
which will utilize the GPS, of course.
So that'll be a built-in...
Yes, built-in free application for Google Maps.
Does that mean you are making a departure from SenseNav, or...?
No, it doesn't. It's actually not going to replace SenseNav. The Google Maps app is going to require Wi-Fi to actually search and find, you know, POIs or to create routes.
Okay.
So what you do is you create and save routes, and then when you're on the go, you can acquire your position via GPS.
Okay.
And sort of go from there. So it's kind of like Google Maps on the iPod Touch.
Okay.
So
it's a basic GPS
yes.
functionality. but it is built in. Okay.
Right, that's correct. So it's basic, but it's free. So it's not going to replace SenseNav, but it will give you at least, you know, some built-in option for getting. And of course, it's not going to give you turn by turn because it's not.
Right. Okay.
It's just going to give you the text directions. We also have a direct Bookshare search and download app, which is really, really nice and slick. I think that the only thing that has ever rivaled it would be the one on the icon, and I actually think this one's better. So
why?
Well, the icon one doesn't have category search anymore.
Okay.
That's one reason. This lets you, it does auto unpack, but it lets you set everything, which is nice. You can set whether to auto unpack, you can set your download type, which you can do on the icon also.
Okay.
You can set your, because we don't have a specific bookshelf, you can actually set where they go.
Okay.
So it just has a few more options, okay. I think.
All right.
So I really like that app. We have Nemeth entry now in our calculator and fraction support, which we've needed to do for a while. We also have some more advanced word processing things, bolding, centering, underlining, that kind of thing. We're going to be supporting some advanced formatting features. We are also adding French, German, and Italian read-write support.
Okay.
So these are all the things that are coming in 7.0.
Sure.
Probably not. I'm sure I'm forgetting something. Something else to mention about the U2, especially in conjunction with Google Maps. Well, first of all, it does support Wi-Fi, BG, and N. I forgot to mention that.
Right.
But it also has support for USB mobile broadband modems. So right now we're using a Verizon that has 3/4G support. And it works really, really well. So that is one way that you can actually have live access to something like Google Maps. You can do it like that.
Are you going to you said that the directions for Google Maps is mostly off our just downloading through the Wi-Fi, but if you have live access, will it utilize the GPS to do turn-by-turn, or is that just not, that's not going to be part of the first version?
No, but you can at least do a little bit more with it, because you can search around you for POIs and things like that immediately. So that's where the advantage is with that. Or if you decide to change direction or want to enter a new destination, you can do that live, which, you know, obviously without the internet access, you couldn't. And, you know, this is also the first go. There could be things added to this app in the future.
Right.
So I don't really know what all they have planned.
Sure.
So,
and when do you anticipate 7.0 coming out?
We're thinking the end of March.
So it's a pretty, it's coming soon.
Yeah, it should be pretty soon. The U2 is going to start shipping, we think, middle to end of March.
Okay.
And then the that's the Braille version. The QWERTY version is actually not going to start shipping till like May or June.
Okay.
That one's a little bit, it's still coming along. They did the Braille version first.
Okay.
Then we also have, which I haven't talked about yet, the Braille Edge 40, which is our new Braille display.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very sleek, slimline 40-cell display, as the name indicates.
Right.
It has a Perkins keyboard. It has 2 4-way navigation keys. It also has 8 function keys that are mapped to things like control, tab, insert, escape, windows, applications, shift. I think I'm forgetting one, but I can't remember what it is. But
right.
Anyway, it has all of these modifiers, you know, the PC modifiers. So you kind of have the best of both worlds, because you get to enter in Braille and use your Braille keyboard, but you also have the modifiers, so you don't have to remember all kinds of weird dot combinations to create them.
Okay.
So I really like that feature. What's great about it, it does support JAWS, WindowEyes, Helen Supernova, NVDA, VoiceOver, System Access, VoiceOver for both Mac and iOS.
Okay.
And then also mobile accessibility for Android.
Right.
And mobile speaker Symbian phones as well.
Okay.
So we're really covering a lot of the platforms right out of the box. It has Bluetooth and USB, 20-hour battery life. It also has some internal applications, some standalone apps. It takes an SD card up to 32 gigs, so it just takes the SD.
Regular SD, yeah.
But it has a basic notepad in it. It also has a calculator, a calendar, a clock, an alarm, and a stopwatch and compass. So it does have a few basic note-taking features. This is really good for reading BRF books on the go or for taking notes. You can easily switch back and take notes and jump back to your terminal for screen reader.
Right.
So it also has one other thing I really like about it. It has a switch on the side for switching between Bluetooth and USB.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go through any complicated menus to try and change the mode, which is I think is really nice. So that will be shipping in mid-April, probably.
And what are the prices for the new products?
Oh, sure. The U2, they are going to be replacing the Braille Sense Plus models, so they're going to be the same price, $59.95,
okay,
for both the Braille and the QWERTY models. The Braille Edge is going to retail for $29.95.
Okay.
And then I have one more thing to tell you about. We have a lot going on.
You see that.
We also released BookSense Master a few days ago, and this is free downloadable software. It's companion software for the BookSense. It's to assist with the location of BookSense playable content on your computer and transfer it to the correct locations on your PC.
Okay.
So you can search by category for the type of content you're looking for. If it is DAISY content, it will unzip it. You can save your Bookshare password so that it doesn't even prompt you for that. So it unzips it and puts it in the right place. So this has been something that's been highly requested for a long time, so we do have that.
Is it Windows only for now? Or?
It is Windows only for now. We do, of course, have requests for a Mac version, so I'm not sure what the status is on that.
Okay.
They've already asked us to do Bookshare search and download, and I know that's definitely on the list for inclusion.
Okay.
So that will be coming in a future update.
Sure. So let's back up a little bit. Talking about the new features of the U2, mm-hmm. How do you determine which of the features will make it back to the older models, and how long are you going to keep supporting the Braille Sense, the On Hand, even the old Voice Sense, which probably is pretty legacy at this point.
Right. Well, to be honest, we actually still had 6.2 for the Braille Sense Classic, even. Mm-hmm. They're going to continue to support everything as long as they can. I don't know as far as the Classic goes. I have a feeling that one's going to be dropping off probably, but again, I don't know. I'm
right.
Totally speculating. But the other versions, they will support as long as they can. What might happen is that some of the firmware upgrades won't include as much. For example, in 6.2, the Braille Sense Classic and the Voice Sense do not have NLS playback because we couldn't do it even on the Voice Sense with the partitioning of the flash disk necessary.
There wasn't enough room, or
It was going to compromise the stability of the flash disk too much, and obviously the Classic, it wasn't even possible. So,
right.
But as far as they will continue to support them as long as they can. What will happen, instead of them just dropping off, is that if they can't support certain features due to the hardware limitations or sluggishness, that kind of thing, that will be what happens.
Sure.
They will support what they can for as long as they can.
Sure. So in the face of all the emerging technologies, and a lot of people talking about using iOS devices with Braille displays or computers with Braille displays,
mm-hmm.
you've made a conscious decision to release a new line of PDA note-taking products.
Yes.
Why did you make that decision, and why did you keep that commitment?
That's a really good question. And the reason that we did is, we've actually talked about that, and we actually did a presentation here at CSUN called The Role of Note-Takers in an iWorld, which talks about the fact of the limitations of using an iPad. This is something that educators are trying to do, saying, the iPad's got accessibility built in. Why do we need to do this? Why do we need to spend the money? And, I know that you've used the iPhone, and I'm sure you've used it with a Braille display. Try explaining to a second grader why, when they type the word tell, that, if you type T and then they're still trying to figure out the E, why does it go ahead and type that? Why after they do the E and they want to do the L, why does it come out as that every like? And this is the way that the voiceover deals with Braille translation and stuff like that. So, it's very difficult it's not efficient, actually, for educational purposes in many, many ways. It doesn't have easy, printing capabilities, for example, or embossing capabilities. It doesn't have external storage capabilities. There are all kinds of reasons why. But one of the things that we also made a conscious decision to do is to really create a note taker that can match what's going on in the mainstream market. And HIMSS is, I love working for HIMSS because they have a real commitment to doing that. And they've created hardware that's going to allow them to continue to do that.
Sure.
So we also recognize, as much as we recognize that, note takers are necessary, we also recognize that blind people deserve access to mainstream. They deserve equal access as much as can be had. And so we're trying to actually do both.
So you believe also, on that same vein, that sticking with Windows CE as your back end will give you that flexibility going forward for the next couple of years still?
Yeah, Yes, at present, it should. They have updated to CE6, and which we know is not the newest. However, they, again, thought long and hard about what to do with that, and they really felt that as far as accessibility and working around things, you know, of course they have to modify the OS.
Right.
Every note taker does. And they really felt that being able to modify it, that this was going to be their best solution at present. You know, I know that they're continuing to look into the future and what they will want to do. But as far as their current platform, and they've been able to do it. I mean, they're, like I said, they're introducing things like Google Maps. And, you know, again, they're keeping the commitment to accessibility for the blind with things like Bookshare Search and Download and NLS. But they're also introducing things like Google Maps, faster processors. You know, social networking. We have more social networking than any other note taker. We're the only one that does voice chat at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're really kind of trying to balance everything out and give everyone the best of all worlds as much as they possibly can.
Okay. Finally, before we go, really sad news a couple of months ago with the loss of Richard Kendall.
Yes.
You had a chance to work with him. Your thoughts on him?
Richard was one of the most upstanding guys I know. I actually attended his funeral service, and his family spoke. I learned so much more even about him, that he really was the person that he seemed. He was always very straightforward and a very upstanding guy. And one of the things that I said at his service was that I could get, you know, who doesn't get emotional at times,
right,
or, you know, upset or irritated or something, you know, even with customers or stressful situations. And Richard never really said, "Hey, Jenny, calm down." You know, he never did that. What he would do is he would tell me a story, and by the end of it, I'd either forgotten what I was angry about, or he had taught me something. And it was, I never even knew what he was doing till he was done. And that was one of the things that I really admired about him. He had a very good way with people. And yes, it was a very sudden and very sad loss for us.
We'll certainly miss him.
Yes.
If people want to get more information about Hims, your products, what's the best way to do that?
You can visit our website at www.hims-inc.com, and that's HIMS-INC.com. And then you can call us at 888-520-4467.
Jenny, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.